This is a podcast produced for download from ABC Classic FM's Australian music website.
Hi, I'm Stephen Adams. What you're about to hear is accomplished lutenist Tommy Anderson performing Baker's Dozen by Elena Katz-Chernin. And this is the last of the four new works for solo lutes commissioned by ABC Classic FM, which we've been featuring in this podcast series. As the name suggests, Baker's Dozen is a large collection of small pieces. At the point when I spoke to Elena, she hadn't yet finished the piece and was still thinking about the title, and indeed thinking about the order of the many movements. We talked sitting in front of Elena's piano, which had a huge piece of cardboard resting on it with multiple sketches and pieces of hand score clipped to the cardboard. I asked Elena what she was planning to do to give some kind of structure and keep the listener engaged when dealing with such a large collection of small pieces.
Yeah, it's interesting that you've asked me that question because I'm just putting the numbers. I did have numbers first. I wrote that would be one, that would be two, that would be three. The first three is easy. And then when I started writing them cleaner, I actually had an order. They had numbers, but then I'm now changing the numbers. And I knew that number seven is the one I wanted to be in the bass. That's all I knew.
Right.
Everything so far, they're all kind of similar. I'll tell you the one which is number six is, for example, more kind of rhythmic, you know. Okay, that's hopefully that's possible to play.
Mm.
And now seven is weird, and that's the one I'm not even sure if it's possible. Basically, just playing with basic strings and see if you can actually repeat a note and it still resonates. That because you can't tune the bass notes. I just thought it would be nice to have something really rumbling and because they're resonant strings and they're beautiful. And then you can go to, you know, something fun again, you know. Something like this. That's just nothing sort of movement. It's sort of like just simple. And then what else did I do? Yeah, I have no idea which one will be number eight, actually. I have a really nice piece for the ending. I mean, I have obviously lots more pieces. There are 12, as you know. You know, I nearly wrote 13, and I wanted to call it Baker's Dozen. But I felt 13, I didn't get there. I just didn't want 13 pieces.
You thought that was too many, or you thought
it was too many.
Not that it was a risk to write 13?
No. Yeah, but also, I even thought to call it Baker's Dozen or not. Because just in case Tommy wants to get one out
and
play only 12.
Yeah.
But no, I felt 12 is a really nice number. I just love 12. Mm. I think for the moment I'm calling it, I think, 12 beginnings. But just because they all start the same notes. But then we'll see. But this is my favorite one, and this is the last one. Because it's so intimate. And anyway.
The way that the notes carry on in your head. And I can imagine with all those sympathetic strings on the theorbo that the way that you're playing that and then leaving that space.
I hope so. Yeah. I know it may be otherwise sort of dead silent, but you know, I usually tend to not give spaces. I usually just tend to write a piece through and almost no pauses. But here I felt maybe after playing all 11 so far and the 12th will be a relief. To have something really calm and quiet. And I thought if also maybe Tommy doesn't like one of the pieces, he can play this piece twice, once at the very beginning and once at the very end. That's kind of an idea that I just thought, because this is a nice beginning and ending. It's basically my whole idea really was to be very, very, very minimal.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Baker's Dozen by Elena Katz-Chernin, a new multi-movement suite for the theorbo, played by Tommy Anderson on an instrument made by Australian instrument maker Peter Biffin. The performance was recorded by ABC Classic FM at the Joan Sutherland Performing Arts Centre, Penrith, in Western Sydney, on the final day of the 2008 Aurora Festival. If you'd like to see videos of Tommy performing this and other new works for lutes, just go to abc.net.au/classic/lute.
This podcast was produced by ABC Classic FM. You'll find more audio of Australian music along with special features for download at abc.net.au/classic/Australian music.